The FOB. It's changed our life. I read Stephen B. Brooks' article, January, in astonishment. Due to the mind-boggling amount of entities, volunteers, websites, lawyers, needed to help veterans navigate the VA claims process. One would think a VA so dedicated to the service of veterans would provide all the help necessary. Instead, veterans have to dedicate countless hours, days, weeks, and years to jumping through hoops to win a claim. In the interim, they try to collect every detail, make exam appointments, and meet strict deadlines that will kill their claim instantly if they miss one, while VA has no restriction on time. The system seems more focused on why you are not eligible for your claim than helping you determine how you could be. Brent Hedden, Fredericksburg, Virginia. The Road to Catastrophe. Congratulations to Alan W. Dowd for his well-balanced article, January. The Israel Defense Forces will pay any price to protect their civilian population, which includes Muslims, Druze, Christians, and Jews. Hamas, of course, will use their civilians, including women and children, as human shields. The difference in morality is obvious. Marlon Kravitz, Frisco, Texas. Far too many Americans are ignorant of the fact that at least five times Israel has agreed to a two-state solution, and that the Palestinians have rejected those proposals every time. While the Palestinian leadership has always told Western nations that they want only a land of their own, they have simultaneously promised their people that Palestine will consist of all of modern Israel after the Jews have been driven out or slaughtered. That was why Yasser Arafat could not accept the 1993 proposals that would have given him and his people 92% of his publicly asserted goals. He knew if he accepted less than the full land of Israel, his own people would have assassinated him for having lied to them over so many years. What is not mentioned in the article is that Hamas has called for the worldwide extermination of the Jewish people. Jews worldwide are now on alert 24/7, just waiting for this next shoe to drop. Lynn K. Circle, Houston. I was disappointed in this article. It was so one-sided. Many people, like me, have followed the Palestinian-Israeli problem for years. Both sides have done wrong, like Israeli settlements and rockets into Israel. Hamas was chosen by Gaza because the people felt they had no voice to bring their side of the problem to the United Nations. They were blocked and could not be members. It turns out the Hamas choice was not the best choice. This kind of choice can come again if Israel continues dominating the Palestinians and the United States favors almost everything it does. In the beginning, we funded and tried to help in the concerns of both peoples. We now support just one side, but both sides have different problems. We must understand this. Charles Began, Streamwood, Illinois. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana 46206. Magazine at legion.org. Multi-year American Legion memberships now available. American Legion members who renewed their memberships for 2024 prior to December 4, 2023, are now able to take advantage of the Legion's new multi-year membership option. As of January 29, 5,456 Legionnaires had renewed for multiple years. A new option made possible by Resolution 1, passed at the 2022 National Convention and amending the organization's constitution and bylaws. The resolution also allows for rolling rather than calendar-based memberships. Legion.org/renew. I'm never going to leave a veteran behind. I don't care if the veteran is from World War II or up until now. A veteran is a veteran. Larry Roberts, service officer and commander of American Legion Post 69 in Avon Park, Florida. In January, Roberts led the post's 9th annual Veterans Expo, which connects area veterans with community resources as part of the Be the One mission. Highlights from the two-day event include 300 American Legion riders who escorted the Global War on Terrorism wall to kick off the expo, 115 disability claims completed or started, 20 veterans enrolled in counseling programs for PTSD, 2 homeless veterans who attended and were able to secure housing before leaving. The playlist, American Legion videos you don't want to miss. Welcome new members. Maine Legionnaire Matt Jabout hosts a new member orientation video that provides a clear understanding of the nation's largest veterans organization and what the Legion does to strengthen America. The video is ideal for new member orientations at local posts or to show to potential members. One-stop shop in Florida. Annual Veterans Expo at Post 69 in Avon Park, Florida, shares the Legion's Be the One message and provides multiple services for veterans, especially those at risk. Visit legion.org/magazine/videos or subscribe to the American Legion's YouTube channel to see and share other Legion videos. New posts. Post 148, Marana, Arizona, chartered November 30th. Moose Lake Fires Post 1918, Moose Lake, Minnesota, chartered November 30th. Patrick M. Goebel Memorial Post 974, Burnett, Texas, chartered November 30th. Post 585, Salado, Texas, chartered November 30th. All-American Veterans of Brevard County Post 420, Sun Tree, Florida, chartered November 9th. Robles Junction Post 2023, Tucson, Arizona, chartered October 27th. Sergeant Major David Mims Post 420, Kalamazoo, Michigan, chartered October 27th. Post CO01, Columbia, chartered August 28th. Post EC01, Cotacachi, Ecuador, chartered August 28th. William H. Furrow, Post 11, Wilmington, Delaware, chartered July 31st. Post 354, Florence, Texas, chartered July 31st. Post 4443, Austin, Texas, chartered July 31st. ISCIO Post 203, Orofino, Idaho, chartered July 5th. $18.8 billion, amount in veterans' benefits claims secured by American Legion service officers during fiscal 2023, exceeding the total of $16 billion from the previous fiscal year. Whereas, an estimated 200,000 service members separate from the military every year, an active duty service member must begin the Transition Assistance Program, TAP, TAP, no later than 365 days before their anticipated separation or retirement from the armed forces. The Government Accountability Office, GAO, found in its December 2022 report that 70% of transitioning service members did not start TAP at least 365 days in advance. Service members who require maximum transition support are obligated to attend a 2-day individual training track tailored to their transition goals in addition to the core TAP curriculum. GAO found that 25% of the service members requiring maximum transition support did not attend the individual training track or were waived from attending by unit leaders. Be it resolved that the American Legion urges Congress to direct all federal executive branch agencies involved in TAP to establish a private-public partnership to create a transition app with an artificial intelligence component, that the app equip active duty service members and veterans with the necessary information on resources and benefits available to them throughout the military life cycle. Past American Legion National Executive Committee Fall Meeting, October 11th and 12th, 2023. The rewarding part of it is it's never, "Oh darn, I have to sit down and make calls." It was exciting to look forward to who you might get to meet and who you might find with needs. We all like to know that somebody's thinking about us. Craig Annis, service officer for American Legion Post 64 in Phoenix, who made more than 100 buddy check calls to members in over 2 months. For those with no phone number listed, he sent emails and mailed letters. Annis answered questions about the PACT Act and other service benefits and informed members about upcoming post meetings and events. Caption: Army veteran and 80-year-old Legionnaire Armand Martin with his son Philip, a Vietnam veteran. 8 decades of Legion membership. Armand Martin will turn 105 on March 1st and has been a member of American Legion Post 147 in Madawaska, Maine for 80 years this year. According to membership data, Martin is one of 16 Legionnaires with 80 years or more of active membership. Martin served in the Army during World War II as a tugboat engineer off Newport, Rhode Island. He married while in the service and started a family after returning home in 1944. 2 of their 5 children served during the Vietnam War. Martin retired after 37 years at the Fraser Paper Mill, then worked for Huffy Bicycle Company, assembling bikes for Zayer and Kmart stores. Before going to live at Country Village Estates in Madawaska, he enjoyed attending Post 147 meetings and volunteering for his church. Submitted by Paula Gendreau, Country Village Estates Activity Director. The Best of Tango Alpha Lima. The American Legion Tango Alpha Lima podcast grew by more than 72% year over year to close out 2023. Last year's most popular episodes, in terms of downloads, featured Navy veteran Lindsay Church, founder and executive director of Minority Veterans of America, and Army veteran Rebecca Eschler, president of the Transgender American Veterans Association. The guests discuss their experiences with military sexual trauma in the 4th episode of a 6-part series that shines a light on MST survivors, resources, and more. Ivan Houston, the son and grandson of Buffalo Soldiers, who talks about working to finish his father's book about his triumphant return to an Italian village he helped liberate during World War II. Retired Army Ranger Jeff Brodeur, who shares his experiences developing chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear strategy, plans, and training programs throughout DOD. April Sprints, an Air Force veteran, who talks about her role as a business accelerator, who helps entrepreneurs and companies find ways to increase revenue while working fewer hours. Army veteran Alec Bierbauer and retired Air Force Colonel Mark Cooter discuss their book, Never Mind, We'll Do It Ourselves, about the origins of the Predator drone program and the dawn of unmanned warfare. Check out these and the more than 200 other episodes of the award-winning Tango Alpha Lima podcast. Learn more at legion.org/Tango Alpha Lima. Henry Howard. Enter the Legion's Media and Communications Contest. The Media and Communications Contest is an opportunity for the American Legion to recognize the great work Legion family members do at the post, district, and department levels to positively promote the organizations in the media each year. Legionnaires, sons of the American Legion members, and auxiliary members are encouraged to enter the 2024 competition. The contest has 7 categories: websites, publications, visual media, social media campaigns, editorial/news writing, editorial/informational writing, and public relations/community outreach. Winners in each category receive a plaque and an opportunity to receive the Innovation Award and Chairman's Award, a Best in Show Award that goes above and beyond the others, which include a plaque and a $50 emblem sales credit. Media and Communications Commission members and National Headquarters staff select the winners in each category. The winners then go before the entire commission for approval during the National Executive Committee's spring meetings in May. The deadline for submissions is April 15th. All entries must have been published during the 2023 calendar year. There is a $5 fee per entry submission. Visit legion.org/media/contest to get started. $68,000. Largest ever American Legion Operation Comfort Warriors grant, awarded to the Central Alabama Veterans Healthcare System on November 30th to purchase smart TVs, video games, iPads, golf equipment for a wheelchair-accessible mini-golf course, and more.